This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop back supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
The original iPhone was released on this day back in 2007. Rumor has it people are still standing in line for the phone. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, it's National Camera Day today. Back in 2019, Keypoint Intelligence said that we would take like 1.4 trillion photos during the year of 2020. They thought it would be way up. Well, not so much. Then, you know, the pandemic happened and none of us wanted to remember 2020. So we took 21% fewer photos than we did in 2019. Now, they expect this number to go back up to about 1.4 trillion this year. So it being National Camera Day and all, let's win this one. Let's beat 2019 and let's definitely beat 2020. Take some photos today for National Camera Day. What's so cool is you've got that phone that's also a camera right in your pocket. It's also the day that the first iPhone came out. We'll talk about that later in the events. It's National Waffle Iron Day today. I'm so excited about this one. It's hard for me to even say. Yeah, National, see? I can't say it. National Waffle Iron Day today. Okay, the tip here, and this is a true tip that I got on a website, so, you know, it's on the internet, got to be true. Avoid violent mixing. Yeah, apparently, if you're mixing angry, it's going to cause problems. You're going to get, like, not the best pancakes and therefore not the best batter, I guess. So, I don't know. Mix gently. Gentle motion and patience is what they tell you to do. So I guess give that a shot today. Be kind to your waffle iron. Maybe we should have that, National Be Kind to Your Waffle Iron Day. I could probably say that one. It's National Almond Butter Crunch Day as well, which is a toffee covered in chocolate. You know, I never thought when I was a kid that someday I would have a podcast. Well, because, you know, we didn't have podcasts back then. But I never thought that I would have a podcast where I would get to talk about Almond Butter Crunch Day. What a silly podcast I do. But thank you for listening and learning each day with me what these weird national days are. And also, you know, we've got some weird national events to throw in there too. Oh, speaking of that, we should probably move to that. Yeah, let's talk about our events for today. We start out actually today in 1914. Now, okay, here's what happened on June 28th. I know it's June 29th, but here's what happened on June 28th. Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife were assassinated. Basically, this was the thing that led to World War I. Why do I bring it up today and not yesterday? Well, I ran out of room yesterday. No, I bring it up today is because this is when the newspapers started to report it. This is when people started to learn about it. And this thing was crazy because this whole war started because of this, and it potentially could have not happened because, well, he could have just took a different route. Yeah, check this out. So the motorcade that he had, and right, I mean, we're talking 1914, so think, you know, horses and whatnot, right? So yeah, the motorcade is rolling along, and there's like seven people ready to assassinate this guy on this one stretch of road. And check this out. An explosion goes off, but it doesn't work. It rolls. It gets to another car that's behind them. And I say car, but remember 1914, so it's not really a car, but we're calling it a motorcade. So I'm going to call it a car in this story. Anyway, it rolls back there and two people are injured. He's fine. Franz Ferdinand and his wife are fine at this point, but they decide to go to the hospital and check on these people. And then the driver of the car, that's not a car because it's 1914, is going along the same route. He takes the wrong way. So he goes once again past all these assassins that are out there. Six of them said, we're done. But one of them, one persistent one, stayed behind and killed the two of them. And that happened on the 28th, and this is the day that we all learned about it. And guess what people said? Specifically, one person there in the UK, I'm not going to call him out. I won't call him out. But he said, this means that, you know, we probably won't go to war. Oops. Yeah. Well, by July 28th, 1914, Austria-Hungary declared war on Serbia. In August of 1914, Germany declares war on Russia and France and Belgium and Britain declares war on Germany, and all kinds of crazy stuff happens. And there you go. The guy was wrong. This led to war. All right. Let's look now. And I didn't call him out, though. I said he was wrong, but I didn't call him out. So there you go. 1972 on this day. No, I'm not talking about yesterday or tomorrow. I'm talking about today. Yeah. This day, 1972, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4. That the death penalty is cruel and unusual punishment. So guess what? We can't have it anymore. But wait, you're thinking we do. Yes, we do. A court affirmed the legality of capital punishment in 1976. Since then, about close to 8,000 defendants have been sentenced to the death penalty, and more than 1,500 have been executed. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. Only 58 countries still have the death penalty. There's actually some new legislation here in the states that may take it away for federal crimes, but it'll still happen in certain states. On this day in 1979, see, look at that. I've talked about an assassination. I've talked about the death penalty. Let's talk about something fun here, like Moonraker. Yeah, you know the movie Moonraker, James Bond, 007, Roger Moore in this one, Jaws, you know, the guy with the big teeth and the metal and all that stuff, and they go into space. I'm sorry. Let me say it this way. It's James Bond in space. Yeah. See, it sounds better when I say it that way. James Bond in space. How do you get better than that? Well, this became the highest grossing James Bond film of the series there at $210 million worldwide. That record was broken with GoldenEye in 1995, which featured James Bond in Monte Carlo. Yeah, that didn't sound as good. Somehow, it beat the other one. There you go. 1990 on this day, the model Marla Maples, yeah, her dad filed a $12 million suit against the National Enquirer. Turns out the tabloid said something that wasn't true. Can you believe that? The National Enquirer? Yeah. It was two counts of invasion of privacy and one count of libel. Who was Marla Maples? Well, she was Donald Trump's second wife. Now, Donald Trump was still married to his first wife when they started dating, and then they got divorced and then married Marla Maples in 1993. They got divorced in 1999. On this day in 1996, Superman action comic number one sold for $61,000. Can you believe that? That's an auction in 1996. This is like before eBay, right? Well, maybe they had eBay back then, but not quite as big as it is now because a pristine copy of the 2014 action comic number one, Superman, that introduced him to the world, sold for $3.2 million in 2014. Can you believe that? I got to check those comic books again. In 2007, I was waiting in line. Well, actually, I wasn't. I'm going to say I was just for effect here. But yeah, 2007 saw the release of the first iPhone. Yeah, Steve Jobs said it would change everything. And well, it pretty much did, didn't it? It changed our phone bills as well. Specifically, one phone bill for a YouTuber. She received a 300-page phone bill. It detailed each data exchange. This happened in August of 2007, so she had only had the phone for about a month or so, and racked up quite the bill. This thing went viral, and it caused AT&T to say, maybe we don't need to detail everything and send a box with your bill in it. Oh, man. All right, so we were ready for the iPhone. I guess AT&T wasn't. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Gary Busey is 77. Colin Jost is 39. And Nicole Scherzinger is 43. That's your look at June 29th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we are super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.